Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and it is 02-02-2020. If you notice, there's 202 twice in that sequence. I wonder what that means. I threw that out there, because everything has some sort of numerical coding. And this almost looks like a computer code. If I was to look at coding, that's what I would look at. And I was noticing this, and somebody else, a couple other people noticed this as well. Everyone's got some theories on this, you know, in regarding to an AI singularity initiating or something of that effect starting. And I want to also present and point out something that we have been distracted again. You know, with the Australian fires and with the impeachment of Trump, and now with the coronavirus, something is about to happen. I'm not sure what, you know, but when you see this many different distractions, you got to start paying attention to some of the things that you wouldn't normally pay attention to. And some of the things that may seem so insignificant may not be so insignificant. Sounds like a philosophical concept, but nonetheless, it's true. And when I see things like this nowadays, I'm not a superstitious type. I'm not a religious type. Tell you straight out, you know, I'm a man that believes in the living God. Yes, no question. You know, in my mind, in that regard, that debate has been settled a long time ago with me. But I don't believe in a lot of bullshit. Let's put it this way. And just about everything I hear these days is bullshit. You know, it's you have to be around to appreciate the value of the truth. You really do. And you have to be around to be able to appreciate the value of facing up to the truth. Because I'm going to tell you something, as difficult as it may seem sometime, and as much of a pain in the ass as it may seem sometime, it's the best route to go. I got to tell you, it's the best route to go, because whatever repercussions come, whatever circumstances prevail, it's done. Whatever it has to be is done. It's done, it's over, and then you can move on. But until you get to that point where you can confront the truth, or that the truth can confront you, and you keep on evading the truth, keep on avoiding the truth, keep on basically sticking your head up your backside, smell your own crap kind of thing. You know, it's a crude and rude kind of visual I put out there, but basically is what happens. Then the longer you are suffering, and the more, I guess, the stronger, the more the buildup of whatever repercussion is going to come is going to magnify. Because one lie leads to another, leads to another, leads to another. And we're seeing this in today's lives, okay? We're seeing it today, we're seeing it with the coronavirus. Now it's the latest and greatest thing, and I've been saying this for a long time, that none of the issues today are what they tell us. It's all bullshit. Most of it's all bullshit. We have been exposed, and we've been inundated with some form of nanobiotechnology. I don't care where you live. I don't care if you live in the highest mountains, the lowest cave, down the deepest depths, or whatever. We have all been exposed. And if you think you haven't, then guess what? You're in for one hell of a rude awakening when you get activated. Some of you are saying, well, I'm preaching some negative stuff. No, I'm telling you the truth. Whether you take it negatively or positively, that is your call. I am not here to pacify your ideology. We are here today because we've never confronted the truth like we should have. If we had been confronting the truth, or allowed the truth to confront us the way it should have, we perhaps wouldn't be in the position we're in today, allowing a bunch of liars and deceitful entities ruling the planet, destroying the earth and us with it. We're becoming more and more extinct by the day. And that's because, again, nobody wants to wake up. You know, I was talking to somebody today. We were talking about waking up. And how, of course. Let me move this thing. and how person had been with somebody that was violently sick, violently unhealthy, and she was helping this person. And then what wound up happening was the person told her, and she was a believer supposedly, told her that she did not want to hear it. She wanted to stay asleep. She didn't want to be woken. She wanted to stay in the, she wanted to stay in the condition she was in, and she was in a pretty bad way when it came to her health. And it never ceases to amaze me sometimes at the level of stupidity people pursue. Because if she had woke up to the truth, she might have healed her body. This is the interesting thing about that too. When you wake up to the truth and you begin to realize what's really ailing you and what's really causing all your problems, then you begin to initiate the right course of action in order to treat the system the way you need to treat it. Instead of hearing all these goofy guru health gurus out there that don't know their backside from their front side, and all they know how to do is propagate and sell product. And they need to push a product because they invested a whole lot of money into a product, and they don't give a shit about your health. They could care less. They could give a flying flamingo about you. Then you go to the medical field, and which, again, this makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. You know, whatsoever in regarding to going to a doctor. Primarily because the doctors themselves have never cured anything. I'm trying to figure out how to mute this phone. I get one of these phones and I don't know how to mute it. Is that it?
Hello?
Ooh. Anyway, we are in... Sorry about that pause. People go to a doctor and they... And I don't get this one either. I have yet... It makes me scratch my head in regarding to... going to a doctor. They've never cured nothing. What are they curing? Why are you going to these people that are not doing... They're no different than the goofy gurus, I gotta tell you. We got goofy doctors, goofy medical people, and we got goofy gurus. Both are basically doing the same thing. Selling you a lot of bullshit, infecting you, and making your conditions worse. Why do you go to a doctor? I have absolutely no idea why you go. They lie through their teeth. I don't know how many times I've had people come tell me about, well, doctor says my blood pressure is too high. My cholesterol is too high. This is too high. He says, well, where's your blood pressure? Well, as they're saying, I'm at 140 over 90. He says, you've got nothing wrong with your blood pressure. That's normal standard procedure. Those are the numbers that the world looks at. Oh, my cholesterol is at 215. They're saying it's too high. I said, tell your doctor he's FOS. This is the nonsense that you're all dealing with because none of you take the time to understand what cholesterol really does, what blood pressure really does, you know, and you get caught up on the fact, oh, you're going to have a blood pressure, you're going to die of a stroke, you're going to die of an aneurysm, yo, you're going to die, you're going to die, oh, you're going to die, oh, man, you're going to die. You are going to die. But you'll die a lot faster listening to those assholes, those people, than if you did your own homework. That's what I mean, confronting the truth. Do your own research, confront the truth. I know some of you might be a little scared to do something like this, but you know what, it'll set you free. Jesus said he was the truth and he could set you free. Well, you know, might not be a bad concept. Confront the truth, let it confront you. Do the research. Oh, that lying bastard was lying to me. There's nothing wrong with my blood pressure. Oh, that lying bastard was lying to me. There's nothing wrong with my cholesterol. Oh, that lying bastard was lying to me. I don't need those vitamins. I got to put it that way. I mean, salt of the earth. It might be sound a little crude and heavy duty, but you got to get this through your head. These are not nice people. These are people running on a program. They're running on an ideology. They're running on a whole systemic lie to continue keeping you oppressed so they can be wealthy. See, this is the way the world works. The world is very parasitic. run by demons. Demons are they're parasitic, and they feed on us. So what winds up happening is this transition carries over into this reality. So in order for you to be really wealthy or really, really, really well off or in some form of comfort and ease, somebody has to pay the price. That's the way it goes. You know, when we're looking for immortality, in order for one person to become more immortal, others have to die. That's the balance of the equation. Okay, there is no simplistic solution to any of these things. So when you're talking about becoming wealthy, unless you're propagating other people with you to become wealthy as well, and you get people to really get into a supportive mechanism where you're not entrapping or enslaving them, but you're getting them in a position where everybody is benefiting mutually, then you can become truly wealthy. Because as long, for instance, if I'm pushing you to achieve and succeed, and I'm supporting you in whatever form or fashion to help you in your success, vice versa, that comes my way as well, we're both then being propelled into a level of success that's going to give us whatever. But usually the more successful you are, the busier you become. It's just the way it goes. You don't sit there like that dream, oh, you're living on a, you know, on a yacht somewhere in the middle of the ocean, or you're living in some log cabin in the middle of a mountainside. That's a vacation. Those are vacations. That's not living. That's your get away from it all for about a day or two so you can unwind and get back to whatever you got to do. But the more successful you are, the busier you become. That's the real reality. And the thing is, if you're not successful, you become destituted. You know, it's just the way that goes. You know, it's like life forces us to grow. Whether or not we want to, we have to grow. And sooner or later, the lessons are going to reach everybody on whatever level it is. The more you run away again from the truth, and the more crap you accumulate, it's that much more you have to undo later on. That's reality. There ain't no pacifying this. There ain't no, you know, oh, this is the power of positive and negative. That is how you sound so negative. I hear that. I basically want to hang somebody by their collar. You sound so negative because you tell somebody the truth. When I hear that from people telling me, oh, you're being so negative. I says, no, you're being a coward is what you're being. You're being a coward. You've been programmed. If it doesn't follow your program criteria, then it's negative. And I tell them all the time, all you're going to wind up becoming is destituted, broke, and broken. That's the way it is. And that's what's happened to most of us. That's why we're in the situation we're in. This is why we're all suffering some sort of health condition today. And that's a form of being broken. Form of being broken. You know, because we listen to deceivers and weavers and bullshitters. And that's why we're in the position we're in today. Because we didn't take time confront the truth or have the truth confront us. It's a reality. You know, it's a true reality, and it's the way it is. And the one thing about this nanopoisoning that has made me look at, it has made me reevaluate everything, and I mean everything that I ever thought was the case or the facts that I knew at the time. And even with this coronavirus, the fact is, this is a genetically engineered virus. Now, I'm going to point something out on this. I'm going to go off on another tangent here, and that's just the way I roll. But what happens here is this. These viruses that are coming out today and have been coming out for the last 20 years, at least for the last 20 years, since the early 1990s, as far back as I can tell, and probably even before then, probably in the 80s, mid-80s, when they tried to push these damn vaccines, which they're still trying to propagate. Oh, you need a shot, you need a shot, you need a shot. The only shot I need is a shot of brandy so I can tune people out sometime. But anyway, when we look at all these pathologies that are coming out today and these pathogens, these are genetically modified, engineered nanomaterials have been integrated with the DNA of these pathologies. And you'll see that in the links tonight when I post. I was trying to post some other links, but I couldn't get them online. You know, they forced me to download the PDFs, and I tried to find some places where I can put them up so everybody can access them. So if anybody has a link that that they know that there isn't going to put it up in the cloud somewhere, that we can actually go online and find a place where we can see these PDFs, send me a link so I can put them on there and so we can get that going. The more informed you are about nanotechnology, nanobiology, and synthetic biology, the more you're going to understand the nature of these infections that are coming down the pipe. And because you've been made an open door, because they've loaded you with glyphosates and atrazines and other xenoestrogenic materials, genetically engineered materials, smart dust, smart particles, smart sensors, nanoparticles, nanometals, nanomaterials, polymers, all kinds of stuff. These pathologies now have a door to you. There's an access point where these things can now access. And when they access you, now because your DNA has become disabled or dysfunctional, you become infected. And you become infected and you can't seem to shake off whatever it is that you got hit with, because your immune system now has been turned off to that specific pathology. This is nothing new. They did this to us with the vaccinations. By turning off the GCMAF gene in our body, this protein that function in the body to protect us from different pathological things that could cause our immune system to break down. They inserted an enzyme that broke down that protein or that genetic or DNA, and as a result, people became more susceptible to being sick. Eventually, if this isn't stopped, if this continues to pursue in the manner it's going to pursue, men and women as we know it today will no longer exist. It'll either be a mutation of some kind, or you'll be dead. One or the other. You'll either be one or the other. And that is not negative, that's reality. When you understand the nature of coding and how you can code something, how does a virus jump from an animal kingdom to men and women, to people? Unless it had a little help, doesn't happen. There are certain things that are designated to affect certain genetic codes in the animal kingdom that do not affect us. And they have never affected us until the labs got a hold of it. Now, you're also going to find in here, in the links, where some of the Canadian scientists went over to China in one of the most quarantined labs they had, and this thing got out. Now, the point I'm trying to make here is that, number one, this is not a normal coronavirus. Just like the Ebolas and the SARS and all the other shit that they've released isn't normal. It doesn't just flare up out of nowhere. It had to be coerced. It had to be introduced. That's how these things spread. They have to have some sort of introduction. They just don't happen. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Remember that? In other words, if there's an activity, there's going to be a response to that activity. But so it has to be initiated. And when we're looking at some of the things that are happening today and all the health issues that are just across the planet, cancer is the number one killer here. Heart condition is the number one killer here. Stress is the number one killer here. Diabetes is the number one killer there. Autoimmune disorder is the number one killer there. Rheumatoid arthritis is get the picture. These things have been introduced in different spots of the world to cause the malfunctioning that's going on. Now, because this has been genetically engineered with nano and nano integration, a lot of the health things today will not be as effective, if effective at all. Because we're no longer dealing with just a biological agent that is affecting our pathology. Okay, we're not dealing with that anymore. We're now dealing with something that is causing major, major significance in regarding to infiltration and infection and causing DNA shutdown. A lot of the things you're hearing from some of these goofy gurus, you should be juicing, you should be doing this, you should be doing that. Short-term gain, long-term malfunction. Because a lot of these metals and metallic materials are in there, these nanos, do not get flushed out. They stay inside, they assemble, And then within a matter of years, you wind up becoming completely done. You're no longer able to be orientated accordingly because everything's been turned off and you now have circuitry growing inside your body because you loaded your body with the materials to build the circuitry. And we are inundated with this. We should all be up in arms, and we should all be writing to not only the political spectrum, but to the scientific community. The scientific community needs to be barraged, and I mean barraged, with letters. Universities need to be barraged with letters, because the tax dollar is going to these universities to develop these technologies that are in the long term going to cause us undue damage that we may not be able to repair. So when you're hearing people telling you to use this supplement, use that supplement, use this, use that, I put a list of stuff out there on the last show. And those all are very viable things to take to keep your immune system up and sustained. And they can keep you up on your feet and they can help you fight off a lot of different things that are going on. But until you disengage the nanoprogramming in the body, you are going to continually have problems. And it's not an easy feat to disengage the nanoprogramming because everybody is constantly reloading the nanotechnology just by breathing. Looking up in the sky, seeing the chemtrails, seeing the smokestacks, seeing these polluters out there polluting whatever, they're all releasing nanoparticle particulates in the air. And when you have them engineered being released from an aircraft, and when they're engineered and being put in the food supply, it's pretty hard to escape the reality that you are now saturated with a technology that should not be in your body. So the normal route to deal with some of the health issues today may not work like they used to. We had a cancer formula that we had an 80% success rate at one point in time with this formula. It wasn't until probably the last 10 years where we saw the formula wasn't working like it used to. So we knew something had changed, whether the materials in the formulas had changed or maybe the cancers had mutated. Then along came the nano, and now I can see why there's problems with some of these formulations, because in the past they would have worked really well. In the past they would have been very successful not only treating a person but reversing the damage completely and putting somebody back on their feet. But we are now, I'm not at all would be surprised as they're starting to put carbon C60 in the food supply. These are the lowest of the lowest of life that we're dealing with today. And they, like I said, do not care. They will put on the labeling what you need to see as far as a bare minimum. They'll give you some of the ingredients, but some of the ingredients that they do not list are the things that we need to pay attention to. See, what happens is, when I ask people, what are you eating? They say, well, I'm eating this, that, blah, blah, blah. It's okay. So then I ask them, did you read the label of what you're buying? Some say yes, some say no. I says, okay, do you understand what this is or that is or what this component does? Some of them say yes, some of them say no. Then my next question to the ones that say no, why are you buying it? Well, I've been buying this for the last 99 years and, you know, I've always ate it. And I said, do you think possibly it could be the reason why you're having health issues? Then they stop and ponder. And the ones that do know what's in it and they still buy the product, and I ask them, well, if you know what's in it, why are you eating it? Oh, I can't stop it. I gotta have this. I gotta have this. I gotta have this. This is what I hear all the time. Sounds like a broken record. I gotta have it. I just gotta have it. Oh, that tells me they're addicted. That tells me that if you've got to have something, you're addicted. You know, the only thing you've got to have are the necessities that required keep you healthy. That's what you've got to have. When you got to have something because it's something you've always eaten, or because it tastes good, or because whatever it is that, you know, the song and dance is, then we have a different issue going on there, a psychological one, and maybe perhaps a physical one, depending on what it is they're consuming and why they have to have it. We're always looking at the super duper. You know, oh, it's got to be a major disaster coming that's taking me out of the equation. Oh, geez, man, because I've done everything right. I'm doing what the guru told me. I'm doing what the doctor told me. I'm doing what, I'm doing everything right, and I'm still feeling like shit. Because most people don't look at the obvious. Perhaps what you're doing isn't right. And perhaps what you're doing isn't dealing with the issue you're dealing with. That's the obvious. You see, we get caught up with the distraction. This is the problem. The distraction is there. Oh, I listen to my doctor. I listen to my guru. I listen to my, whatever it is. My naturopath, my aromatherapist, my herbalist, And if they're not dealing, and I've said this many a time, if they are not dealing with the nano in any of the equation, then you're in for, basically you're doomed. Because you will spend money, tons of money on stuff, and as soon as you spend that money on these things, now you're committed to it. And then when you use this stuff, sometimes most of the time when I get people call me, they feel worse than they did before they initiated or got engaged in any of the things that they got, whether it be from the medical or from the health food industry. The health food industry is such an abhorrent thing today. It's the weapon of choice to target the ignorant. Today I found something interesting about humic acid, and I thought that's why they're pushing this humic acid. Humic acid would activate nanoparticles, especially nano iron. The one research I got up there, and you'll see it. When humic acid had hit iron nanoparticles that were aggregated, in other words, concentrated in one spot, as soon as the acid hit the iron then began to form a network, and it dispersed. And you could see it form what looked like a nanotube or some kind of circuitry that it was forming. And that was all because of the humic acid. And I thought to myself, these bastards have been pushing this shit forever, telling you that to make sure your stuff more bioavailable, more this, more that, whatever. Because you all have some form of nanotechnology inside your body, or nanoparticulates, or nanomaterials, or nanotubes, this stuff will actually cause these things to activate and assemble. This is what they're selling today. Like I said, learn to confront the truth. Learn to read and research. Do not just do a Google research. When you're looking at stuff, look at pathologies, look at genotoxicities, look at genetically engineered pathologies, look at genetically engineered bacteria, genetically engineered viruses. This is the way you got to start researching, because this is the world we have been given. 1960s, 1970s, they initiated this genetic engineering of this planet. And they have violated this planet. They have raped this planet. They have defecated on this planet. It's become a shithole because of the scientific community today and their lack of responsibility. They never tested these nanoparticles and they let them out in the environment. How irresponsible could you be? And now they know that everything they can touch can alter the genetic code. If this was done on purpose, this is the most vile thing that was done to mankind. To corrupt men on a genetic level. To wipe them out on a genetic level. This is beyond belief when you look at this. The negligence and the irresponsibility that the governments of respective countries, the scientific community of the respective countries, went along, conducted these experiments without threw caution to the wind, and released this shit into the environment. It wipes out the aquatics, It wipes out all land animals and reptiles and amphibians. It wipes out mammals. It wipes out birds. It wipes out insects that can cause serious mutational damage to the crops, which can impact the livestock, which can impact us who eat these crops and the livestock. You know, the recklessness of this is just beyond the scope of anybody's imagination, unless perhaps it was done on purpose. Now that coronavirus, when I first saw it come out, I only seen it target Asians, Vietnamese, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Thailand, Korea, Japan. Now they're saying it's in other countries and it's spreading. There's 12,000 people on the planet have been hit with this. Really? This is not an epidemic. 12,000 people does not denote an epidemic. We got 7 billion people on the planet. If it hit 1 billion, I say, oh yeah, we got a problem. But this is a targeting virus. You know, I was talking to another fellow earlier. I says, well, if you involve yourself with an alien in some form or fashion, and they had that genome in them that makes them susceptible to being targeted, and let's say you've had sex, you've kissed, you ate off the same plate, drank from the same glass, ate from the same fork, then there's a good possibility that you two may get infected. It's a possibility. I mean, we don't know enough about this except other than the fact it's hit 12,000 people and we don't know who they are. We don't know if they are all Asian. We don't know. You know, just because they're in France or in Germany or in the United States or Canada or Australia or whatever doesn't mean that they're not Asian. Or have that specific genetic code that makes them susceptible to this. This, and the other interesting thing too about this, now think about this for a minute. This is where it gets scary. This is where it can get really scary. Imagine I wanted to wipe out a country. I wanted to wipe out a specific subgroup in my country. Okay, in Canada we have all kinds of different subgroups. But let's say I wanted to wipe out a native reservation because they're sitting on oil or gold or diamonds. So I come up with a biological agent, a pathological agent, that specifically targets their DNA or their code. And then I infect one of them with it, activating it with a remote control, sending a frequency out to that particular pathology to become active the moment they get near the reservation. So now everybody they come in contact with, they go to a bar, they go to a restaurant, they go to the grocery store, they go to a church, they go to a town hall, they go to a football game, basketball game, baseball game, they go to a beach, get at an airport, ride a train, ride a bus, and they're infected. And they get turned on when they go in into the tribe. What happens? Especially if they've all got to share the same genetic code. What happens? You have just wiped out a whole section of people without firing a shot because you weaponized a man or a woman by inducing into them a technology or a biology or genetically engineered or an engineered nanomaterial. Actually, you can call it a genetically engineered nanomaterial because that's what it is. It's not a normal pathology. It's a synthetic life of some kind that they've created. When we're looking at the full-on event that can happen by sending now people in specific communities, specific towns, cities, rural areas, whatever you want to do, and you can literally wipe out villages and nobody would know it. You know, when we're looking at all these things that are happening today, when we're looking at all the things that happened today in regarding to what is going on, the elements that we're seeing today, we can weaponize anybody. All these vaccines that people are getting today, all these shots, all these things that are going on, all these things that are happening today in regarding to what's happening, it wouldn't take much to trigger an event horizon like this because of what's already in people just with the vaccines alone. The vaccines are also genetically engineered nanomaterials. This is what they're putting into everybody. And all it would take is one plane flying overhead, dropping a chemtrail bomb on an area, and releasing whatever they want to release using a hydrogel liposome delivery method, same stuff they call the black goo. It would hit the area, activating it with a tower cell phone or whatever frequency device you have available, the AM/FM radio station, and it would release whatever pathology in the air, or you can put it in a rain, or you can put it in the snow, or in hail, and as a result, as it evaporates, it can release the pathology or the genetically engineered nanomaterial in the air, and it can now integrate with you because you have these components in you. Like I said, we have to confront the truth. You have to start confronting this on a level you never would imagine. The perspective today on everything that we've been told, there's always a catch on everything. And how they're going to sell the technology, how they're selling these frequencies, how they're selling these toys, how they're selling these supplements, some of these supplements, you have to seriously start to look at what is going on. And you have to start thinking in terms of genetics and genetically engineered nanomaterials. Whether it be they're genetically modified, genetically engineered. Doesn't genetically engineering sound like something that runs on a program? It's been engineered to perform a certain functionality. It's been genetically modified to improve whatever effect you gave that seed. So when we're looking at a lot of different things in regarding to some of the stuff that we have been seeing and what's been going on with it all, it has become a game of double speech, something that they use in the Orwellian 1984 movies and books, the double speech, saying one thing and it means completely contrary to what it's saying. We have to start evaluating things from a perspective of genetics and nano. Okay, you're gonna have to start looking at all of it, in regarding to whatever. Test what you're taking, read what you're buying, check out the ingredients. Boost your immune system any way you can. I have said this on many of the programs, when I especially was on the MicroEffect, I kept repeating this all the time. The key to successfully being healthy today is protecting your genetic code, your DNA, your chromosomes, the mitochondria, anything that has to do with ATP production, and your antioxidant levels. These are going to be the very key in keeping you alive and functioning. If you don't protect your DNA, you don't protect your genetic code, you don't protect your chromosomes, you don't protect the mitochondria, you can't produce any ATP. If your enzymes are not actively functioning in the body the way they should, then you need to start studying how to do this. Incorporating more enzymes in your diet or in between the diet to stimulate the enzyme activity and keeping your enzyme levels at their optimal. learning how to use fermentation to make the B vitamins become more bioavailable to you so that they can sustain and support your genetic code. Using things like vitamin A, vitamin C, copper, zinc, selenium. These are very key elements in maintaining and sustaining your genetic code and your DNA. Avoiding as much as possible the foods that you know that could be genetically engineered, genetically modified, or have engineered nanomaterials embedded in them. This is going to be extremely difficult to find because you're really going to have to do your due diligence and researching to find out what foods have it. And a lot of them have it. Seeing something like titanium dioxide, aluminum lake, hypercross caramelose, microcrystalline cellulose. These are all nanoparticles or nanopolymers, you know, in the food supply. What's it doing there? What's it doing in your capsules? What's it doing in your vitamins? See, the reason why we got microcrystalline cellulose and cross caramelose and all these things that end with OSE is because the vegans were crying, oh, we don't want to eat animal products. So they went and created they genetically modified or engineered a nanomaterial so that it would pacify the vegans. So now they've been consuming all this crap, and then they wonder what's wrong with them. I always say God gave them a brain, but they just never used it. It's how I define that anyway. It may be crude and rude, but what the heck. See, because the thing is about all this, we're catering to these millennials or vegans, and I have to basically cater to this, the stupidity. I don't want to be part of this nonsense. I'm happy eating my meat. I'll die happy eating meat, you know. And they, oh, you're a cruel man, you're blah, blah. Yeah, you more for me. Don't eat any, that's fine, more for me. I had one young woman this week tell, oh, she ate some meat, then she felt guilty and blah, blah, blah. I thought, what a psycho. Because she's been so brainwashed on such levels of stupidity and such levels of ideological nonsense that it flabbergasts me. Let's put it this way. I cannot in my wildest dreams believe anybody could be this dumb. But I do get mind control programs. I do get the fact that they have had their time being inducted into this philosophical ideology that really has absolutely no merit whatsoever. And all you really see with them is they're broken down. You know, they're all broken down. And you still can't put two and two together, which, like I said, it's a phenomenon all its own. But you know what? C'est la vie. Like I said, more for me. That's how I look at it. I just tell people what I know, and if they don't want to listen and they want to go their route, hey, I let them go. The concept is really simple. It's really, really simple. You know, if you don't want to pay attention, and if you don't want to confront the truth, and you don't want to look these things up, then the repercussions are going to hit you sooner or later. And you'll come to a guy like me or somebody else doing what I'm doing, and you're going to make us rich. Because it's going to take a long, long time to put you guys back on the mend, and 90% of it is going to be your psychology. Because you've been programmed so badly, and instead of testing everything and holding fast to what's good or right, you know, You follow the head cow or head bull off the cliff. Well, he went off the cliff. Must not be too bad. I'll join him. When you look at these links, you know, you're going to see merging protein with nanoprogramming. Proteins control the shape of nano DNA structures. Genetically engineered moths are now being released into the field. Another frickin' experiment. Oh, I'm just so impressed with this. Another experiment. They're going to release a genetically engineered moth, which is going to supposedly help curtail the moth population that's wiping out certain specific crop. That never worked. In fact, every time they'd done that with certain insects, the opposite effect happened. The genetic code modified itself, was able to then evolve beyond whatever they were doing, and then they made them into a super bug. They are going to be programming these insects to do things they normally never did. Like I said, they've thrown caution to the wind, totally to the wind, and this is and the impact is going to be affected. We're going to feel the impact of all this, all of us, sooner or later. We may not have enough food, or we may get infected by insects that normally, when they bit you, didn't really, like, for instance, you got bit by a butterfly that never hurt you, but now you may get bit by a butterfly and may release a genetic DNA strand it never had before inside your body, causing you untold health issues. This is the thing that go bump in the night here that we need to pay a nuclear explosion. If they were going to drop a nuke, like I said, I hope it's right over my head. You do not want to survive it. Knowing my luck, I would have a sense of humor. Then I'd really be annoyed. But, you drop a nuke over my head, because you know why? I, for number one, don't want to stick around after that. Because then whatever's left is going to be completely beyond belief. Useless. And number two, whatever's left from that is going to be completely taken over with the current program. Whatever AI programming running, whatever AI programming that has been initiated, will now be up and running, and it will basically take over whatever's left. We need to really evaluate these terms and what they're doing, and then come up with our own countermeasures to counter whatever's going on. If we cannot get the system to change, and I'll tell you how you get the system to change. It's real simple. You get the system to change by not spending your money at those facilities that keep on propagating those products. Once you quit sending the money to the grocery chains, because they only earn a 1% profit margin as it is, so any money that is that deviates from the market, okay, will in fact cause them to take a second look at what to carry in the store. See, there are products being put in the store right now. There's this product in the almond milk. Almond milk may have thallium in it, number one, and now they're adding this gel and gum in it. And I really don't know what that really is, because the clarity on it is like mud. And I'm suspecting it too is some kind of nano-engineered material, or genetically engineered nanomaterial, one or the other. And they're replacing it with whatever. And this is, like I said, when I see that product, until I get further information on it, the full information, not what it's made out of and it's safe and they've done this test and that test, I want the full information, because I want to see the negative on this. Nothing's all positive. And I look at the negative because I want to be able to determine with the negative what it's going to take for me to neutralize the negative so that I can use the product. And if I cannot neutralize the negative, then I'm just going to avoid it. That simple. And some of you are saying, well, I'm not rich. I can't always have that luxury. Then you better learn to change how you eat so that you can afford to do the things you need to do. Because if not, long-term, short-term gain, long-term loss. That's the reality. It's not negative. It's not positive. It's just the truth. And the truth, if you take it one way or the other, it's going to determine your action. That's how that is. And that's the truth. If you took it as this is all negative, blah, 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 and you don't care, you don't believe it, I'm going to do whatever I want to do, c'est la vie. Go for it. If you've listened to what I've said and said, okay, let me at least investigate it. Again, c'est la vie, go for it. Because in the end, whatever you do in confronting the truth, you will benefit. Okay, you will benefit. It's that simple. You will benefit. You know. So, we need to face these things and see these things and see what's going on in regarding to what's actually happening. You know, looking at these viruses, and they have been going on for quite some time, and they've been manifesting for quite some time. We just now need to understand what's happening so you can take the proper course. You know, so that we're not chasing our tail and getting nothing done. You know, understanding what's going on. You know, because I get calls all the time, and people keep telling me that, oh, they don't know what's going on. And I keep explaining, well, you got nano, and for some reason, the nano thing, they just can't seem to get it. I just look up in the sky. It's funny sometimes, you know, when you tell people certain things, it just doesn't register. It just doesn't register. We gotta pay attention. We are gotta pay attention, you know. Things ain't what they used to be, and things ain't not only what they used to be, but things have been modified. Okay, it's important that we understand this. It's important that we understand this. You know, it's important that we get to see the full picture. Look at those links, read them, understand them, you know. What they're, you know, and how they respond to whatever we're looking at. So that you can, like I say, best understand how this is working, how it can work, and how, you know, simple little things that you do in life that you're exposed to can cause you untold problems in regarding to some of the health issues you're dealing with. Some of those health issues you're dealing with today, again, could be mitigated very easily. But you have to know what you're dealing with. Some things are not going to be easy. If you've been infected or afflicted with nano poisoning, you're in for a fight. Because by the time you realize you have it, it's already been in your system for quite some time, and it has had already a head start on you. And as a result, now you have going on in your system a program or an operating system that, again, is a genetically engineered nanomaterial. And so now the fight is on. And the key to the fight on this is two things. Your attitude. Basically, you just got to hold your ground. And second, you got to learn to disengage and detox. Disengage the program and detox the material out of the body. That's the whole key to it all. Once you understand that, then you have a good chance of, you know, dealing with what's going on. It's important to understand it. It's important that you see it for what it is and not be bamboozled with, again, bullshit, deception, and manipulation. All right, I'm always referring to a couple people, you know, who are doing things that I know. You got Brian396, who's got the nano assembly photos on the photos. The link is there. You'll see it. His dad and his research in the nanobiotech and minds.com. You got Aeromac. He's on the YouTube channel as well. Again, he's showing you health and current trends in health and health assault. You got myself on the Ogman and Force on the YouTube channel, on the BitChute channels. So again, you got all these channels and networks going on. As soon as I can find a file sharing network where everybody can access the files without compromising everything else and not being put up in the cloud, and I will also post some of these PDFs that I'm finding so that everybody can have more information. So again, check these places out. These links I got, they're basically the first top six links on the show that I put out there in the post. And look at the numbering system. You know, 0202020. It's inverted. 0202, and then 2020. You know, it's what it is. You know, it's what it is. I don't know what's coming down the pipe, but usually when you see some kind of configuration like this, it makes you wonder, you know, like, what's going on here kind of thing. Nothing's by chance, nothing's by random, and nothing's by circumstance. I don't believe, you know, coincidences. Circumstances, possibly, certain circumstances can create certain events, but I don't believe in coincidences. I see these things today as a type of computer coding, you know, February 2, 2020, or 020202. It's almost as somebody typed in a file, and in that file had certain designated things already programmed, planned to enact or engage. Just again, that's how it seems or feels to me. Not saying that it is. It could be just again, it's just something I speculate on sometimes, something I you know, think in terms of. So again, check out the links, check out the sites, you know, read these things, connect the dots, learn to connect the dots. It's going to help you out a lot too. Understand, when you understand the nature of what is going on, and the nature of the activity of things that are happening today, and what really needs to be done in order to deal with these things, you know, that is going to save you a lot of grief. It really is. All right. Until the next segment, to your health, stay vigilant, stay diligent, and stay studious. All right. See you in a bit. Take care.